Donovan Johnson, president, Northern Plains Potato Growers Association.
Second day on the job. How are things going so far?
Things are going well. Thank you.
Donovan, tell farmers a little bit about you. What do they need to know?
You know, I grew up in the area in northwestern Minnesota, and so I come from a farming background, the agricultural side, and I left probably a few years ago into Colorado and Tennessee, but came back here because the Midwest, upper Midwest, is, you know, I think strong agricultural roots that draw you and family, all these things together. So part of the reason with the interest in the Potato Growers Association is I grew up on a seed potato farm in northwestern Minnesota. So I do have a background there, and obviously things have changed significantly since that time frame, but it's always good to get back and work with people who are strong and motivated to work with feeding the world. And potatoes is one of those crops that I think has a lot of nutritional value and is something that can really have an impact in feeding people.
Does your family still farm? Do they still have seed potatoes if they do?
They still farm. I have a brother and brother-in-law that still farms, but they are not currently in the potato business. They got out a few years ago.
You've got some experience in the North Dakota Trade Office, your last position. What are you bringing, I guess, from your former position to this new role? Where do you hope to take things at Northern Plains Potato Growers?
Well, I think there's a lot of parallels and commonalities that exist between what I did at the Trade Office and what is happening here. You represent members, in this case it's potato growers, who are interested in advancing the promotion, sales of potatoes, certainly research, marketing, those things that go along with it. My role at the Trade Office was similar, working with member organizations and companies that were involved in the trade side. So whether that was through the legislative side, the budgeting, advocacy, working with the companies to advance, in that case, trade issues. This is certainly the same thing. You represent a select or maybe a narrowly defined interest group, and to work with to move or advance their interests. So farmers are great to work with. I mean, they're all entrepreneurial. They own their own businesses. They're driven to succeed. Sometimes forces work against them, and we, with the great staff that we have here and have been here helping to promote this, believe we can continue to be a voice for them.
There's a lot of trade discussions going on in general for agriculture right now, discussions with the U.S. and China, and in particular, too, the U.S. and Mexico. There are some potato discussions there. What's your take on the trade situation between the U.S. and Mexico when it comes to trade opportunities and where things stand?
Crystal ball is not very clear. You know, if President Trump and his team are having challenges trying to negotiate, particularly in this case NAFTA, which we had followed quite closely, and trying to get that redefined, refocused in certain directions, it's tough to know. I know the latest news is that President Trump would like to separate Mexico and Canada from each other and negotiate a bilateral trade agreement. And so time is going to tell. I mean, that's something that happens at a federal level, and that's certainly an area that we aren't focused on or certainly aren't involved in at this point. But we hope for the best results, that's for sure.
ELDs, electronic logging devices, hours of service, transportation. What are you learning from the farmers that you've met with so far?
Transportation is certainly a challenge, really a U.S. challenge, and it certainly impacts what's happening here. You know, when we're in the upper Midwest here, we have to move the product. And trucking is certainly one of the key components in which to do that. The lack of qualified drivers to do that, now we're becoming, they're becoming limited, I guess, in the number of hours they can drive. But it really comes down to a staffing issue, I think, to a big part also. So that's one of the primary focuses or priorities that we have here at the associations to work with logistic companies, even the local areas, to try and determine how we can impact the companies that are trucking companies that are trying to move the products. That has a significant impact on moving products throughout the months here, and frankly, it's had a negative impact. from my understanding with talking with growers and certainly processors and warehouses. So we're hoping to try and do some research, identify that, and see what kind of impact, positive impact, we can have on it.
What's the vision for the Northern Plains potato growers? Where do you see it headed in the next few years?
Well, I think that's what we're trying to determine at this point. Chuck Gunnarsson has done a tremendous job over the last 10 years leading the organization and bringing it to the point where it's at. Whenever you have some change in leadership, there will be probably some differences, new approaches, maybe different ways of looking at things. With the North Dakota and the northwestern Minnesota area, it's a strong potato growing area, and we do have an impact on the U.S. production. And so what we want to do is focus on what we can do best here. There's going to be some changes, obviously, even in the potato industry. Biotechnology, for instance, is an area that is strong and demands a lot of attention. The public, obviously, has to accept some of the changes that are occurring in that area. A lot of those priorities and what we want to impact and stuff is going to be developed as we move forward here, going forward. So,
what's the rest of your week look like? You mentioned, obviously, second day on the job, but are you pretty packed the rest of the week?
Well, that's meeting starting tomorrow again. So it's an introduction to meeting various individuals that have been involved in meeting the board of the association. But there's a lot of related organizations and companies, individuals that are part of the potato industry here in the valley, and so starting to get familiar with who they are, what they do, and how we can work together. Looking forward to that, absolutely.
What else do farmers need to know about you?